Everyone wants to eat, but few are willing to hunt. Few are willing to hunt. Let's go do what we do today. Show the world why we are the best and go hunt.
Two quarterbacks who were drafted one and two playing their best ball right now is amazing.
We came down for one reason, and that's to take a championship and get back home. Go take it today.
We already know what we gotta do. Believe this, though.
We're gonna win this game.
Let's go. This game right now is statement game. We clinching. That's it. That's the only thing on our mind. We clinching right now. It's gonna take everything we got.
I say this every week. It's party time. It's the livest party of the year. It's party time. Let's do it.
Hey. I need that all day. Hey. All day, man. Give everything you got. We only got.
Welcome back to week 14. It's a matchup of division leaders and the NFL's highest scoring teams. This is special, how rare it is to see Goff and Wentz head to head this early in their career.
Let's throw that takeaway now. Here we go.
Wentz has a shotgun snap, looking right all the way, sets his feet and drills it. Incomplete, wasn't picked. Kayvon Webster got to the turf at the 39. He says he has it. So do the officials.
Let's go. That's what he's done.
Let's go!
Girl has a block 30, cuts to his left 20, Todd Gurley 10, just shy of the goal line. First and goal Rams, Goff under center, he gives, Gurley cuts right, Gurley lowers his shoulder, Gurley goes in, touchdown, LA! Shotgun snap back to Wentz. Looking end zone. Throws to the right flat. It's caught. The tight end Celek at the near pylon.
John fell down.
These tight games are just going to be back and forth. We just got to go grab the momentum here. We got to get them in a stop.
Hey, I think playing with two penalties and a dude we got doubled just caught a touchdown. All right? Yeah. We're good. Let's settle down and just go play ball.
This is a huge drive for the defense. You've got to blunt this attack here. You get the takeaway. You get the touchdown. So you effectively knocked the Eagles down, but you did not knock them out. They're going to regroup and come right back at you. They scored on one drive. You've got to turn them back on this drive right now.
It's too early to call this the game, but this feels like a critical down for LA.
I was just going to say, your defense has been on the field all game.
Yep.
You need to play here.
Goff sets up in the gun. He wings one to the far side. Caught by Cut. First down yards 40. Shakes an Eagle midfield. Cooper Cut cuts inside. Breaks another tackle. Down to the 30. Inside the 20. Cooper Cut to the 10. Goff retreats. He throws. Right side. Cut makes the catch. To the near pylon. Extends the football. Touchdown. Yeah. Rams receivers have the best drop rate in the NFL, barely 2% yards after catch. They continue to thrive. Goff is under center. He turns right shoulder. He throws a slant. It's Watkins in traffic. Hangs on. Touchdown. LA.
This is how you come out of the half. Now it's defense's time to go out there and get a stop and then switch this momentum of this game and take it home. Time for the Rams to take this game.
Let's see if Farrell Cooper can do damage and punt return. Snap back. It's a good one. And they block it. It's blocked at the 20. It's scooped. Blake Kilkes. Touchdown. Wentz in the shotgun. Now heads back to the left. Wentz wants to throw that way. Resets his feet. Scrambles out to the right. From the 10, there's a flag. He goes in for a touchdown, but that won't stand. That's coming back for a holding.
This decision here can make or break your team on this West Coast trip.
Single back for Wentz. Fourth and goal from the 3. He's got the shotgun snap. He's got all day. He whips one end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Alshon Jeffery. First down and goal from the 9 for L.A. He gives to Gurley. He finds the crease. He finds the end zone. Touchdown, Todd Gurley. And the Rams retake the lead here in the fourth quarter.
The life of Ty Gurley, boy.
That's a no-doubter. Good job.
Carson Wentz is walking up the tunnel with a towel draped over his head, and so the Rams get a look at one of their former teammates, Nick Foles.
He usually come in as a backup and does pretty good, though. You know, he knows the system.
It's a snap. Steps up in the pocket. He's hit. The ball stripped. It's loose on the field. Picked up by the Eagles.
Hey, Derek. Trust him, baby.
You just got to be ready for the next week. You know what I'm saying?
Really, the Eagles fortunate to create a turnover, a strip sack of Jared Goff to get the go-ahead field goal. But it ends in bitter disappointment for Los Angeles.
Hey, boss, man, good to see you. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm about to say,
hey,
up there.
You still look good. Hey, we're good.
We're fine, man. We just got, like I said, we got to watch the film and see what went on. But there's nothing to worry about, man. We still in a good position. And we're going to keep working, keep grinding. We still winning.
Look at Roger Saffold. Gets one block, then gets right back up and makes another on his old teammate Rodney McLeod right there. That's going to allow Todd Gurley a good seam to get up the sideline. Hey, look at Sammy Watkins too. He's always competing in the run game. That's how the Rams keep getting these long, explosive runs.
American Airlines, the official airline of the Los Angeles Rams.
From the Rams studio, connected by AT&T, this is All 22. I'm Miles Simmons, and in this edition, we're talking Todd Gurley's 30-yard run against Philadelphia.
Austin fly sweep the opposite way. They pitch to the near side. Gurley has a block 30. Cuts to his left 20. Todd Gurley 10. Todd Gurley 5. Todd Gurley just shy of the goal line. 28 yards, first and goal, L.A.
So this is the Rams' second play from scrimmage. Just had a 5-yard reception by Sammy Watkins. And now Todd Gurley is going to take this ball 30 yards deep into the red zone. So the thing that the Rams have done all year is use Tavon Austin as jet sweep motion. They're going to do that on this play. And that's really going to kind of freeze the linebackers. You can see even before the ball is snapped, you got everybody starting to flow up toward the top of the screen because you gotta have eyes on Tavon Austin. You know he can be explosive. But then once the ball gets snapped and the pitch happens, you can see just how well this play sets up because of the way the offensive linemen get off their blocks and they start moving. Now, look, right here you can see that Andrew Whitworth has got the seal on the edge. You've also got Roger Saffold. He does an outstanding job on this play. He's already got one pancake. And then look at Jamon Brown getting all the way up to the second level, basically before Todd Gurley even has a chance to really get ahead of steam. And as he does, now you can see where this gets going. Again, look at Roger Saffold. Gets one block, then gets right back up and makes another on his old teammate Rodney McLeod right there. That's going to allow Todd Gurley a good seam to get up the sideline. Hey, look at Sammy Watkins too. He's always competing in the run game. That's how the Rams keep getting these long, explosive runs. Everybody is competing. Todd Gurley's going to get down to the 2-yard line. It's a great way for the Rams to open up this game as he's going to get a touchdown on the next play.
Snap back. It's a good one. And they block it. It's blocked at the 20. It's scooped. Blake Countess. Touchdown, LA. Mike Thomas came flying in and stuffed the punt. And it's another non-offensive touchdown for the Rams.
This play comes in the third quarter, and the Rams are going to do an excellent job of executing the special teams play to get into the end zone for a touchdown. So you can see Mike Thomas right here. He's lined up all the way toward the punting team's left. And then you've got Blake Countess basically right above him. Now, before the snap, you're going to see Blake Countess kind of come down a little bit, just line up just a bit outside of Mike Thomas. And that maybe throws this Eagles punt team into a little bit of confusion. You can see 54 right there. He's got his arm out. He's pointing. 52 also is kind of doing the same thing. But once the ball gets snapped, you can see the way the Eagles kind of maybe don't adjust properly to the way that the Rams are going to rush. Right here, you got Clement. He's a running back, young running back for him. He's going to go outside to Blake Countess. It appears he thinks that he's going to have inside help from 54, but that's not going to happen. You're going to see him step sort of inside there in order to try to block Corey Littleton, who almost had a punt block earlier in the game. And that's what's going to give Mike Thomas just a free lane to get right to the punter. And look what a great job he does. Getting that full extension, also does very well to not hit the punter too hard, draw that roughing the punter penalty. And then Blake Countess, you can see he's just kind of stalking to the outside, and then the ball couldn't have taken a better bounce right to him. He's going to pick it up. He's going to go into the end zone for a touchdown. That's the Rams' second touchdown return on a blocked punt in 2017.
The only way I can show you that love right now in this moment is to come through for you for taking a pledge with me. So I've decided that, you know what, let's just give every single one of you a bike. How about that? Everybody want a bike? Let's do it. Walmart helped us out. We're going to give every single one of you a bike.
Stay tuned for more Rams 360.
Top three things in life, of course, family. That's kind of been what been driving me all these years, is my people, my family. Faith is probably the biggest thing, because I feel like you get lost out here so much that might not go your way, but you just got to keep believing in your purpose. Family, faith, and football, that's my life, really.
Seems like the first thing that people talk about with you is how hard you hit. Where does that come from?
I always been like that. I just like it, and I like to get a rise out of the crowd, so it's just always been like that.
You know, I've always been a standout player, you know, the same way I'm kind of known for hitting now. I've always been known for that. Like, I was doing that when I was a little kid. It's really been a great journey for me, man. This is my dream, so, you know, I'm here living out my dream, so it's been a big blessing for me.
He's picked! Yeah. Barron at the 39! Cuts inside the 30! Mark Barron, the last 4 weeks, has been a Pro Bowler.
I'm still going. I'm still chasing stuff. Still chasing different things. Like I set goals, and once I accomplish those goals, I don't sit down and really just take in the fact that I did it. I set another one, and then I'm trying to do something else. That's kind of how I am from a mental standpoint.
And defensively, man, they are making plays. Yes, they are coming up with the ball. They had Drew Brees flustered.
That Wade Phillips defense, and Peter, you said aggressive.
Last seven games, the Rams have given up less than 15 points per contest. Pretty darn good.
Like, so much talent. I feel like we have top-tier players at each level. And then once you get past that, you got coaching. And it's meshed well. As good as we're playing, I hope we can improve on those things and consistently be one of the better defenses in this league.
You know, about to do something special. You know, it's Christmas season, and just trying to find a way to make a positive impact. My wife and I decided that it'd be cool to bless some kids in the community in LA with some bikes for Christmas. So we're about to surprise Grape Street Elementary, 600 something kids with bikes for Christmas, and I couldn't be more excited, more nervous. This is like getting ready for a football game right now.
Andrew Whitworth from Los Angeles Rams.
The only way I can show you that love right now in this moment is to come through for you for taking a pledge with me. So I've decided that, you know what, let's just give every single one of you a bike. How about that? Everybody want a bike? Let's do it. Walmart helped us out. We're going to give every single one of you a bike. How about that? Can I get a little something for that?
I think each kid is tremendously excited. As you saw some of the crowd reaction when he said, here's a pledge, and how would each one of you like to get a bike? And some of them didn't even sit still. They ran up and jumped up like the first day when they wake up in Christmas and they see that present under the tree. I think it's wonderful. And remembering as a kid what it was to get something like a bike, it's truly inspiring and amazing. And we appreciate all of his generosity.
You know, I hope it's just a little gift of love and appreciation and letting them know that, you know, I care about them and that they mean something to me and that I want them to be successful and I want them to be able to accomplish everything they want in their life. And I think sometimes, you know, to want that from somebody, you got to be willing to encourage it from them. And so I just wanted to do something that encourages them to know people care about them and want them to be successful.
Big matchup this week between the Seattle Seahawks and your Los Angeles Rams. Essentially, it's a battle for first place in the NFC West. We saw the Seahawks defeat the Rams earlier this season, 16-10. DeMarco, what's different now for Seattle?
Rams 360, connected by AT&T.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Keys to Victory. I'm Miles Simmons, joined by DeMarco Farr. Big matchup this week between the Seattle Seahawks and your Los Angeles Rams. Essentially, it's a battle for first place in the NFC West. We saw the Seahawks defeat the Rams earlier this season, 16-10. DeMarco, what's different now for Seattle?
Well, first of all, that's the first time I think we've said that, you've said that, in a December show, a battle for first place.
It's been a while.
With the Seahawks in Seattle. So, yeah, I mean, look, you've earned the right to be here, to hold your destiny in your hands. Look, you wouldn't want it any other way. You've got to go through Seattle to get to where you want to go. So Seattle's playing inspired football. They had a setback versus Jacksonville, so you know how they're going to respond to that. So same thing for the Rams. You got beat versus Philadelphia. How are they going to respond? So we'll find out in Seattle.
Yeah, it's interesting. These are two teams that have not lost two games in a row this season. Something's got to give for either the Rams or the Seahawks this week. What do you think the Rams have to do in particular to respond well?
Not turn the ball over. I think that's the easiest thing to go to first. Takeaways. Look, they rob you of anything you wanted to do offensively. The carries for Todd Gurley, more pass attempts for Jared Goff, touchdowns. That's why they're called takeaways. So that's number one. Go back to the first meeting versus the Rams and the Seahawks. Takeaways told the story. So you can't turn the ball over against the Seahawks, especially up there. Once they get momentum, they refuse to let it go.
And it's especially difficult to defeat the Seahawks up there, but the Rams have done it as recently as 2015. So I think one of the things we're going to have to see in this game is the Rams look to Todd Gurley and have him play ball control.
Absolutely. I think one goes with the other. If you don't take the ball away, like versus Philadelphia, if Chris Long doesn't turn into Superman and you don't get the takeaway there, I bet Todd Gurley has four or five carries on that drive and the Rams possibly score. So, yeah, I'm with you. With the 25-plus carries for or touches for Todd Gurley, that is a must. But the one thing you have to do is stay on the field offensively so that can happen.
And that's going to be converting third downs. The other thing the Rams are going to have to do is keep Russell Wilson and company off the field. That means stopping them on third down, too, and that means getting a good pass rush.
Yeah, I mean, building a wall. I love what Jacksonville did versus Russell Wilson. They brought the pocket to him. It's not just four guys when you're rushing guys like Russell Wilson. It's nine. What I mean is you're four plus they're five. You have to keep all nine in front of them, give him no escape routes, and make him throw from the well. When you can do that, remember, he's a sub-6-foot quarterback. You've got the advantage. But when he gets in the open field, he extends plays. They do a great job on the jazz session. They're almost unstoppable when that happens. But if you keep him in the pocket, he's controllable.
He is controllable. And the Rams have sacked him 42 times. That is more than any other team in the NFL. It's going to be a great one, guys. This Sunday's matchup between the Seahawks and Rams kicks off on Fox at 105 Pacific. Enjoy the game.
Is this as close as a must-win game as you get in week 15 of the season?
I think so. I mean, I think what it is it's a great opportunity for us. And we're up one right now, and you know, they're saying the same thing as far as they're down one. And if they get a chance to come away with a win, now they'll have the head-to-head.
Rams 360, presented by The Parking Spot.
How good is Russell Wilson playing?
He's playing as well as anybody in this league. He's accounted for 32 of their 33 touchdowns, 85% of their offense. That's going to be a huge point of emphasis for us. And so to be able to go to their place in what we know is going to be a great environment, it's exciting to go get a chance to compete and see how we do.
It's loud. It's obviously one of the louder places in the NFL, and definitely something you got to handle.
like you said, it's a hostile environment, and try to go in there with the mindset that it's us against, you know, the world, basically, yeah.
Is this as close as a must-win game as you get in week 15 of the season?
I think so. I mean, I think what it is it's a great opportunity for us, and we're up one right now, and you know, they're saying the same thing as far as they're down one, and if they get a chance to come away with a win, now they'll have the head-to-heads.
This team really responds when they're being challenged, especially after a tough loss like last week. We never want to let the same team beat us twice, so we just try to go out there and we try to capitalize when we can.
We must win the game. We know it's Seattle. We know it's a lot on the table, but other than that, we must win this game. We go in prepping to win.
It's just stopping Russell and, you know, limiting him from making big plays and just trying to, you know, make tackles and get him on the ground and contain.
If we can do what we need to do as a team, you know, stop the Seahawks in all three phases, I think we can take that 12th man or that crowd out of there.
You know, we know we're in first place, and, you know, in order for us to stay there, we have to win this game.
Big one for us, a big one for them, but, you know, going to treat it like every other week. Hopefully come away with a W.